Gloucestershire.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I don't want to do it no more.
Too late. You're the jerk. And where's your wife when I need her?
Chill out. She's busy. She's at work.
Wait, I'm supposed to have your back. You're not the jerk. Never mind.
Thank you.
Everyone, today on Am I the Jerk is Deezy the Jerk for banning Bluey in his household.
You
what
listen.
A jerk move.
This mom.
Explain yourself right now.
And dad are finding some holes, bro. We're finding some holes.
Holes, bro.
And let me preface by saying we genuinely enjoy Bluey. We like it. It's a good show.
I've seen many a Blueys when my kids were little. We 100%. Do not watch it anymore. Thank God.
Well, and you're out of the phase.
Yeah.
We're not out of the phase. Our children.
Your kids are babies.
We got one turning two in like a month and a half, and the other one that just turned four.
Yeah.
Right? Sammy and Danny.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the thick of Bluey.
Right, right.
There's been a few episodes where I've looked at and just gone, listen, something isn't sitting right with me about these episodes.
Right.
And for a while, I couldn't figure it out. Right.
What is it?
I was like, I don't know.
What's your hate for Bluey?
The messages are normally great.
Turn me up. What's your hate for Bluey? What's your hate for Bluey?
Love the song, right? Love the metronomic, you know, divulsion of the theme music.
How can you hate this?
I don't.
How can you hate this cute little theme song?
What I hate is the defiance that it brings along.
What do you mean?
There's been a few episodes, and I can give you some examples.
Yeah.
For example, the bike episode, the rain episode, and it's called Sticky Gecko episode.
Wow, you know how many episodes of Bluey there are, and you know the exact episode?
Oh, I've gone down the rabbit hole because I am ready for this one, dog.
One of their episodes has 49 million views on YouTube. 100%. I mean, come on.
They're too short. One. The episodes are too short.
Oh, I thought you meant the Bluey and his family were too short.
No, they're dogs. They're dogs.
What are you talking about?
I don't care how big they are.
The episodes are too short.
And then they don't give enough resolve for it to actually be fruitful for the child's development. Now, though you have something always given as a message at the end of the episode.
Yeah, there's always a full circle moment, much like Full House always was at the end, where you'd sit down on the bed with your dad and he'd tell you the story of what you did wrong.
The kids usually don't catch it. And maybe my kids are different than your kids or somebody else's kids that watch Bluey, but my kids don't catch the resolve message of how you still have to listen to your parents.
Mm-hmm.
We've noticed a few defiant tactics that Sammy has invoked, and now Bluey usually uses defiance as like a game to coerce parents, you know, mom and dad, to jump into the game, and it works. We loved the fact that there was parental inclusion in the kids' play in Bluey as a show.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Yeah.
What we didn't love that the play included Bluey and Bingo, the sisters, the little ones, being defiant towards their parents and what they were wishing the children to do. For example, in the Sticky Gecko episode.
Yeah, tell me.
Mom is trying to get Bluey to brush her teeth, but Bluey keeps saying, no, I don't
want
to.
Like most kids.
Right.
Parent problems.
But then the thing is, you layer on so much defiance and turn it into a game, and then you have 0 seconds for resolve at the end of an 8-minute episode.
So what happened in the end?
By the end, there was resolve of like, okay, Bluey, we brush our teeth, and this is the reason why. Sammy didn't catch none of that.
No.
Sammy just went from one day being a kid that loves to brush his teeth to the next day going, no, yay.
Oh, you're blaming Bluey for his defiance.
He would brush his teeth 4, 5, 6 times a day before that episode had we given him the chance. Now, one time he sees Bluey go,
Dang it, Bluey.
And that triggered me and I went, wow.
Bluey's ruining my children. Come on.
Bluey's out here tripping, bruh.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. He learned not to brush his teeth on Bluey. But I don't know if that really means you have to get Bluey out of the house. I mean, Tanya and Kenosha said it helps teach you how to manage that. It's natural. Boy, don't watch Caillou. We already know about Caillou.
Caillou is definitely banned in my house.
But yeah, Tanya says you're a jerk.
I'm a jerk.
Yeah, she said, because they're teaching you how to manage that. It's natural.
But it's teaching the parents how to manage that, right? It's a kid's show. The lesson is getting completely bypassed by the child, and unless the parent is watching that show with the kid to then talk about it after, like, a debrief,
yeah,
your kid's not going to realize the lesson that is in that episode.
Ashley from Stallus texted in to 414-533-1037. She said, not the jerk. I just said this the other day.
Oh, my
people. She just went off.
Oh,
and you know what?
God.
I do want you to know you do have a 4 and a 2-year-old almost. I mean, they're going to say bleep you quite a bit.
Oh, and they do
and
without
the show.
And they
don't get it. I mean, they're not going to get it, you know?
But we don't need to turn the defiance that we know we're already going to get into some kind of game.
Right.
Because they think of it as some funny tactic like, oh, I'm an octopus. It's not bath time. You got to catch me. No, better get up in this bath.
Get over here. You're like get basically saying bath. Our kids were good until they watched an episode of Bluey where the kids got in trouble. I get it.
And now we're going, Poppy, this isn't what we do in life. If mom and dad say something, we're not expecting you to hop to it like a soldier, but we're also not telling you to tell us bleep you.
Nia texted in and she said, this reminds me of The Simpsons. I was not allowed to watch that show because of Bart and how defiant he was. That's why? Not the content. Just
not the content.
Bart
just
listen.
Bart. Just Bart.
Okay,
just Bart.
That, it might have been something else. And they told you that.
Bluey? Maybe there's a coincidence?
Stop it. All right, 414-533-1037. Someone said, much respect for your awareness. More parents should be like you, not the jerk, fam. They're right. They're right.
Whoa.
Okay, see? Everyone's coming to your side now, and I like it. DZ looked at me like I'm shocked.
more people love and come to the defense of Bluey. I was a little nervous, bro, and I still
am. You've got a point, honestly. So is DZ the jerk for banning Bluey in his house?
Our kids love it. They they thrive on Bluey a little too much sometimes.
Aaron from Waukesha said, I have a 1 and 3-year-old. I agree with DZ. My kids always miss the message, not the jerk.
Ooh.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is DZ the jerk for banning Bluey in his house? Jerk. How can you hate this theme song? I don't understand.
Love the theme song.
Yeah?
Love it.
Listen to this cute little song. Dad.
Yeah. It's all offbeat and perfect.
Bluey, by the way. DZ has banned it because you feel like the message is messed up and it teaches kids to be defiant.
It doesn't give the kids enough time in an 8 minute episode to actually grasp the concept of how the defiance gets resolved. Mm-hmm. There's always resolve. Always.
Always.
Kids never actually get
it. No, not at all. Let's go to Marissa in West Dallas this morning. Hi, Marissa.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Is DZ a jerk for banning Bluey in his house?
Definitely a jerk. I could be biased because I'm a ride or die Bluey fan. I have a 5 and 6-year-old.
Okay. But, stop it.
We've been watching it since, I think, I don't know, since my kids were maybe 2, 3, and I think the messages are always really strong, no matter what.
I love it how she said, I'm a ride or die Bluey fan. I didn't even know there was a thing.
She was ready to pull up to the station on me,
oh,
I guarantee
my
you.
Gosh.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Lock the doors.
I'm in my car.
Lock the doors.
Hysterical.
Because there's people that go all out for the Bluester. I'm not mad at y'all, but I'm saying, as a parent, I felt like it was not doing my kids a service.
Well, don't you think we go viral if some mom came and beat you up over Bluey? Like,
she
that would be
fight?
Great. That would be great. Marissa, do you know where the station is?
I do. I'm turning off Birds Boulevard. I'm on my way.
Oh, she's close.
She even called Miller Parkway Brewers Boulevard. That's impressive. Nice job.
She'll be here in 10, bro.
Oh, no, she won't. It's rush hour. She's screwed.
No, I'm stuck. I'm trying to get home
totally
to my kids.
Stuck.
And I'm slow.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
Well, okay. So she says jerk. And she doesn't appreciate you being mean about Bluey.
And now I'm sweating.
Well, and maybe her kids learn differently and are different.
True.
Like all kids where you don't have these same issues, but her kids are actually getting better because of Bluey. Yours are getting worse.
Do
see what I mean?
Marissa, do your kids perceive the message through Bluey's episodes?
I mean, they're still a little young to quite understand, but I also think that, like, us as parents, like, instill those messages to them.
You're the
but
one,
In my mind, the kids are going to be defiant no matter what. I don't think just because they watched Bluey 1 or 2 times.
They're more defiant now?
I think either way.
She's right about the household. She's right about that.
Figure that out on their own.
I always worry about this with, like, you know, just how segregated the city is. And I remember having kids and being like, what if my kids are around some racist moron? Because people, it's so segregated. And I remember my aunt going, they're going to be fine because they're going to grow up in your house. Yeah. And, you know, that's kids. Mm-hmm. You teach that stuff at home and they're going to, and they've been fine. You're right. They're fine. You know, they know how, what right and wrong is and things like that. True. But we worry about that as parents, about outside influences, whether it's TV.
No matter what.
People, school, friends.
They're going to pick it up no matter what.
They're going to pick it up no matter what. And I'm going, if I can control at least some of the narrative to keep it healthy. And when you see it aligned perfectly where before tantrums and defiance, it's tantrums and defiance. Mm-hmm. But when you see it turn into a game that you watched Bluey play just the day before.
My kids play the games all the time. The Magic Asparagus one. And my son's very like, imagine
saying your kids are bad.
You got bad kids. You got bad kids. Come fight me, Marissa.
I'm kidding, Marissa.
You know what? I'll pull it up. We're done.
Bye, Marissa. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I used to like you.
Oh, I'm hurt. She's hurt,
everybody. Catch me outside in this Bluey outfit.
How about that? Mom.
Marissa, we love you. Thanks for being honest on how you feel today.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good night.
Bye.
All right. Pull up. Let's go to Megan in Waukesha this morning and see if she agrees with Marissa. Hi, Megan.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think? She said DZ's a total jerk for banning Bluey.
Yes, I get where you're coming from, DZ, because I've noticed some things, because I have kids the same age as yours.
Yeah. Okay.
I've noticed some behaviors with them, but I know we haven't watched Bluey in a while, so I think it was mainly from Coco Melon.
Coco Melon sent everybody over the edge, and I didn't even have a baby then, let me tell you.
We're
that's
not
another
a Coco
topic.
Melon household.
Thank God.
No, never. I'm trying to get it out of my house.
It's thank God.
But my kids are
that
like,
and Miss Rachel, enough already. Enough already. I'm a Paw Patrol family till we die.
Paw Patrol and Marvel and friends. What?
But yes, I do see where Stevie's talking about, because now that I'm thinking about it, the Bluey episode, it's like where they're like, I want to do it. And
see?
Now, my kids are doing it too, and
dude, you're starting a stigma towards Bluey in this city. It's going to be great.
Well, and people have, I feel like so long have had this veil of like, oh, it's a great family dynamic show and episode, and the parents are involved, and they're always playing with the kids. And I love playing with my kids, but now they're not even self-playing. They're going, no, Mom and Dad, you have to play with us.
Right.
Boy,
brush your teeth and leave me alone. It, yeah.
Or even we're like, I want to do it the way I want to do it. And it's like, oh my goodness.
That's Bluey.
Stop.
That's Bluey.
It's Bluey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and my kids don't even, they have short attention spans.
You guys.
So, like, after.
Yes, I know. I get why you're defending him, because they do have a short attention span. But every show has resolve and conflict and resolve, though. Every single show. Like, if you stop and look, that's what every single episode of Paw Patrol is.
Should.
Solve the case, right?
Yep.
Bluey,
what
did they do wrong? We have to fix the problem. They all have conflict and resolve.
And,
you know?
And a lot of my issue stems from how short these episodes are. Maybe if it was a 15-20 minute,
can't do it anymore.
Yeah, they really can't.
Well,
can't.
Even like the movie episode where they're in the bathroom and Bingo's like under the dryer.
Yep.
And my child does it and dances under the dryer. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Great.
I don't even know what the episode is. But
No.
That's scary. Okay, well, you know what? Now we're writing Bluey mail. Thanks for calling, Megan.
Appreciate you.
All right, love you guys.
Love you.
She said, not the jerk. Finally, Roger's in Milwaukee. Let's see if he's going to have your back since we're split down the middle.
A little nervous, actually.
You should be. Bring them out. Roger!
Yo, good morning. Ali, DZ, Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the OGER. If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
Roger, is DZ a jerk for banning Bluey in his house?
You know how much I love you, Roger, right? You know how much I love you, right?
Hey, man, I'm with DZ, man, not the jerk.
Hey!
I trust in my boy's parenting skills. I trust him.
Absolutely. Is that
why? That makes one of us.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I trust my boy's parenting skills.
DZ, we all don't know what we're doing. We're just figuring it out. Any parent that acts like they do is a liar, dude. I don't care what anybody says.
This could be a temporary ban on Bluey. You know what I'm saying? But right now, we're standing strong.
Yeah, well, they're going to. If it depends on how much of a fit they throw, or if you find something to replace it.
Thankfully, they vibe well with other shows, and, you know, then I'll just find something wrong with those episodes.
There you go.
All right. Well, Roger, thanks for having DZ's back. He appreciates you.
No doubt. Love you guys.
Love
Bye.
You.
Peace. Look at me.
Look at you. Look at you. You came through. You really thought you were going to be the jerk today, didn't you?
You see my chest all puffed out?
I do.
I feel good. Bluey is never being walked to my house again.
And you know what? And that's okay because there are so many choices.
Yeah.
You don't need Bluey. It's not like when we were kids and the only three cartoons and Saved by the Bell were it. You have 9,000 choices now between Netflix and every other streaming
service. Everything.
You can find other things to watch that suit and fill your soul that don't make you feel like they're making Sammy defiant. And if he is defiant, you know where Auntie Allie lives. You send that cutie pie over.
You are not going to help here, dog.
We're going to turn on Bluey together.
See?
It's not abandoned my house.